Thank you, choir. Thank you, Brother Johnson. That's great. Who will call him King of Kings? Take your Bibles very quickly. I'm just going to touch on a couple of things. Matthew chapter 27. Question was asked the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 27 and verse 11. This is when Jesus was standing before his critics, his enemies, and others. Verse 11, Matthew 27, verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Wow, what a question. Are you really king of the Jews? Jesus didn't say a whole lot when his critics were giving him a hard time and when they were beating him, and that fulfills the book of Isaiah and that prophecy and others. But he asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." And he wasn't saying that, well, that's what you say. No, he was saying, "You said it right. I am the king of the Jews." In verse 37, they set up over his head his accusation, that is on the cross, written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And they, the religious leader, said to Pilate, "Take that off. We don't want that up there." He said, "What I've written is staying." But you know what? That was God's providence. He wanted the whole world to know that Jesus was King of Kings and that he was King of the Jews. Who will call him King of Kings? I will. And if you're saved, I think you will. I call him King of Kings because of his preexistence. He was co-equal with the Father before he ever came to this world. Jesus wasn't just somebody that was born and became a religious leader and everybody sort of came and gathered around him. No, before the foundation of the world, it was all prepared that Jesus Christ, co-equal with the Father, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that he would come and prove that he was King of Kings. And he left the portals of heaven and came down to this earth. And I believe that because of his preexistence, because he was God in the flesh. Anybody that is God in the flesh has a right to be called King of Kings. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that he was the King of Kings, God in the flesh. And he never sinned. He never disappointed his Father. He never did anything contrary to perfection. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. You can show me somebody that was perfect and never sinned, I'd be glad to call him King of Kings. Amen. I don't have any problem calling him the King of Kings. And he never sinned. He was God in the flesh. And thank God he paid my sin debt. I'm glad to call him King of Kings, Lord of my life. Oh, there sometimes I disappoint him, and all of us do. But he should be the Lord of our lives. Amen. He is the King of glory. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord, the King of my life. He's the one that should be ruling and reigning over what we do and what we do not do and the way we live, because he is the Lord of our life, the King of Kings. He was crucified for us. He paid my sin debt. Friend, I have good news for you. He paid yours too. I hope you've received the gift. If you hadn't received the gift, receive it tonight. Don't leave here without receiving the gift of eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. We still have that symbol around here. See the cross up there in the baptistry? I like that. But he's not up there, is he? He's not on the cross. He came off of that cross, went into the grave, and was there 3 days and 3 nights, as it were. He was there, the Lord Jesus Christ, but he arose. And we always celebrate that. Celebrate it over and over, week after week. And we celebrate it in a very focused way on Easter, that the Lord Jesus Christ arose. Anybody that died for my sins on the cross, was buried, and came out of the grave, friend, I have no problem saying He is King of Kings. He is the King of Kings. And I'm glad to tell you that He's coming again. He's the King. The world laughs, the world makes fun, the world doesn't accept Him. The world sort of puts us down if we're saved and laughs at us. And they think it's just a religion for women and so on and so forth, and it's a crutch, and an emotional crutch, and all of those things. Let me tell you something. One of these days, to their regret, they're going to find out that Jesus is Lord, that He is King of Kings. Because He is coming back as King of Kings. And the next time He comes, He's not going to have to come by way of a virgin. He's going to mount the white horse and come back in His victory and come back in His glory. And they'll never, never lay another hand on Jesus Christ. They'll never spit in His face again. They'll never slap Him across His face again with that reed, that rod, and mockery. They'll never strip off His robe and put on a robe of mockery. They'll never do that again to the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll never, ever hang Him on a cross again. You know why? He is Lord. He is King of Kings. He's going to come back. He's going to pour out His wrath on the enemies of God. Israel's going to be believers. The Jews will be believers. And all of that's going to be restored. And He's going to set up His kingdom right here on this earth. He is the King of glory. I wonder tonight, is He the King of your life? Have you been born again? You know, they talked about love in those songs. And we know that when Jesus prayed in the garden, "Not my will, but thine be done," he was thinking about Him. He was thinking about us, not Himself. That's why He went on to the cross. And the hardest thing, that bitter cup, to be separated from His Father for that period of time with all of our sins upon Him. But it was a cross of love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, you don't have to die and go to hell. You don't have to perish. That's the word that is used. And that's what it is. Doesn't mean you're annihilated, but it means you're separated from God. And you don't get to heaven. You don't get saved by trusting yourself or your good deeds or the waterworks or anything else or just joining the church. You get saved by having a time and a place where you know you're bankrupt, you're lost, you're on your way to hell, you need somebody to save you, and you turn to Christ because on the cross He paid your debt and proved that God accepted the payment for our sins by being raised from the dead. They asked the question, and we sang it, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" You were there, and I was there. It was my sins and your sins that were placed upon Him when He suffered. Oh, many people have suffered. Many martyrs have died for a cause. But there was only one King of Kings, only one Lord, only one Son of God, the perfect one, who could have taken our place. And praise God, He took our place. And I submit to you tonight, He is the King of Kings. Let's stand, please. One of the songs the choir did tonight was "Beneath the Cross of Jesus." And some of the words in that song were, "My unworthiness." May I speak to you that are born again tonight? Could we not come back to a new place of absolute realization of how unworthy we are of the gift God's given us? So that it moves us, challenges us to live right, to do right, to serve the Lord, to be faithful to Him. When we think about that, if we could just go back in our mind and look at the cross, beneath the cross of Jesus, I believe it'll motivate us and move us and humble us and bring us to our knees in prayer and rededication to the Lord. If you're here without Christ tonight, let Him become your King of Kings. He wants to be. He will be. He'll come into your heart. He'll save you. He'll take you to heaven. And if you'll just trust Him as your Savior. Let's pray. Father, thank you that Jesus, your Son, was given for us on the cross. He took our place, the only one that could in all of eternity, paid our debt. We're glad that He is the King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is at your right hand tonight, waiting for the command from you, even the Father, to come back and get His bride, and then to set up His kingdom on earth. And we know that the King of Kings will rule and reign from the city of David in Jerusalem. And we know that He'll set up His millennial reign. God, unfortunately, there are some here tonight who've never made peace with you. They've never been saved. Oh, how we pray tonight that they would come to Christ and trust Him as Lord and Savior, King of Kings. And may you help us to take a fresh glimpse of the cross tonight, to look back beneath the cross of Christ. May it move us to repentance, to rededication, to total commitment in light of what you did for us. We praise you for the resurrection. Because of that, we know you accepted it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. If you need to come tonight around this old altar and pray, just thank God for His goodness. Make some things right. I don't know what, but God knows, you know. If you're here without Christ, won't you come? We just ask you to step forward. If you want to be saved, just step forward and one of these workers will tell you how to be saved. Man, woman, boy, girl, don't wait. Don't put it off. Come on tonight. Receive Christ. Make things right. Come and pray as we sing.